So there's been some change in Myanmar, but its leaders still haven't abandoned one tendency of dictators, building monuments to themselves. Myanmar's aging senior general Than Shwe has built a whole new capital city from scratch, carved out of the jungle. We're going to hear now from a reporter who visited the city called Naypyidaw. It's a place foreigners were only recently allowed to visit, and foreign reporters are not welcome, which is why we're not giving his name.
The newest and nicest road in Myanmar is, paradoxically, one of the emptiest as well. Only a handful of cars on a desolate four-lane highway to nowhere, or so it seems, a place very few people go willingly. If they did, they'd find a newer and nicer national zoo moved here from the former capital, Yangon. The gibbons here seem happy, though visitors are few even on a holiday, but the zoo is still impressive. It's even got an air-conditioned penguin house and an aquarium. And in February, the military gilded the cage a little more.
Morning.
Morning.
This safari camp. This safari camp of animal, Africa animal.
Africa.
Australia. Africa, Australia, Russia.
The recently opened safari camp next door boasts lions, tigers and giraffes, kangaroos, wallabies and rhinos. And it too has almost no visitors, but no matter. There's plenty of cheap labor to keep things running smoothly and more, it seems, to keep Naypyidaw's lush new gardens and the medians of its expansive eight-lane boulevards trimmed to perfection mostly by hand. An army of laborers in long-sleeved shirts and broad-brimmed hats to protect them from the scorching sun. The new capital boasts 24-hour power, a rarity in Myanmar, two new shopping malls and several well-stocked supermarkets. There are golf courses, two new movie theaters, and a full-scale replica of Yangon's famous Shwedagon Pagoda. There is also a Vegas-style collection of hotels on the main boulevard into town, almost all of them nearly empty, and a nice one on a nearby hilltop, too.
Good afternoon. We were told that your hotel is the nicest hotel in Naypyidaw.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's the
best. Of course?
Yeah. Like
would you say that anyway?
Yeah. I'm sure that's the best place. Sure
the Mount Pleasant Hotel affords fantastic views of the nearby Shan Mountains and the sprawling new city below. The restaurant staff says Senior General Than Shwe and the new president, Tian Sen, come here often, presumably to gaze down with satisfaction on what they've created. Back in the car, a surreptitious drive around the city gives a more detailed view about what several $1 billion, and some say forced labor, can build.
And I have to say, on the surface, I mean, it's all pretty impressive. It's done on a huge scale. It's done on a scale that they seem to have pulled off. But then you think about the incredible poverty of the people of this country, most of the people of this country, and how much money was wasted building this white elephant in the middle of the jungle, and then you start to wonder why. Officially, the government says, or said at the time, that the existing capital, Yangon, was just too crowded and too far away from all the rest of the country to really function effectively as the capital. And they chose this place, Naypyidaw, because it's actually in the geographical center of the country. The unofficial version, and the more bizarre one, is that Senior General Than Shwe was scared. He was scared because he was told by an astrologer that an attack was coming from outside, possibly by the Americans, and that he should get out of Yangon, get out of Dodge, as quickly as he could. And he did. And he took the entire infrastructure, the entire governmental infrastructure, and he simply picked it up and moved it to this place in the jungle, 210 miles to the north. That's the version that most people believe.
And many here also believe the military moved because they were afraid of their own people as well. And despite their grip on power, felt safer in a place where there were no people, except the ones they chose to bring. This cocoon for the military was constructed largely in secret. And when the government abruptly relocated 6 years ago, the story goes, civil servants were given 48 hours to move or else, dividing many families who still cram the new capital's bus station on weekends for the trip to or from Yangon. Foreign governments, however, have so far declined to move their embassies to this jungle outpost. even as workers scramble to finish construction on a new 30,000-seat stadium being built for the Southeast Asian Games in 2013. Naypyidaw's coming-out party, as it were, for a city until recently off-limits to foreigners, and one far away from those the military may fear the most, its own citizens.
That was our reporter in Myanmar. Foreign reporters aren't allowed there, which is why we are withholding his name.